All right, I'd like to call to order the Westland City Council for report session Tuesday, February 19. We are at the TV and our FNR station because there is a trial in Main City Hall. And we're trying to get organized and we don't have internet access, but we shall overcome that. Let's go around the room quickly. Introductions, Russ Axelrod, Mayor.
Terry Cummings, Council President.
Richard Sackler, City Councilor.
Jules Walters, City Councilor.
Bill Valier, City Council.
Tim Raymond, City Attorney. Bill
Dingell, City Manager.
Adam Blasky, City Recorder. Eileen Stein, City Manager.
Thank you. Do we have any public comment?
We do not.
Okay. Moving on. So the first item of the business is to discuss kind of wrapping up our council liaison and citizen advisory group appointments. And let's do the liaisons first, and we were quite close in our last discussion, and I just want to confirm the last changes that were being made to my January 30 table, which had a summary, and I see that we've gotten since a printout from staff, which I have not reviewed this list, but my note that we were considering in the latest changes was Sacklick off the public safety, I think replaced with Walters. And I'm not sure about the alternate position. I'd still like an alternate if we could do that there. And then the on the NAP, Sacklick had requested that main position. Walters was in the alternate, and I would suggest either Walters or myself. But I hadn't talked to you, Jules, or gotten your feedback on that. And then on the YAC, I was just going to list me as an alternate as we go through the transition, and since I'm doing a little bit of work on the side for the YAC, that seemed appropriate in my mind. So, Jules, I guess maybe the question on the NAP, is you want to remain on there as the alternate?
I could if necessary. I feel like, I've got a pretty full list here.
Yeah.
I also heard that there was some hope that they would have a mayor presence in those meetings. So I don't know if that's something that everybody agrees with, but that's what
I was asked about that as too. And so what I can do is on those, I have my one assignment is to the SAB. And so that's on the same evening, but it's a little earlier, and it finishes by 7:30. And since it's coming right by the ACC, I can always stop by there periodically, so I could do that.
I'm comfortable
with that. It'd be infrequent. All right. So how does that sound to everybody on the NAP? That'd be Sacklick and then me as alternate.
Mm-hmm.
Sound okay?
Yeah, sure.
And then, Councilor Sacklick, did I get correct the preference you had on the public safety? Did I get that right, or was it transportation? I thought it was public safety.
No, take me off public safety, and Jules said that she'd be happy to be it, so that's one to swap. Like you said, Jules and I. And then Chamber of Commerce to swap Jules and I.
Oh, yeah, Chamber of Commerce. Sorry, let me get to the Chamber of Commerce. So that would just be Walters for Chamber.
And then the NAP, which we just discussed. So.
What about a public safety alternate? Public safety meets the fourth Monday at 6. Often that's not a conflict for us, although occasionally we have to meet on a Monday night, but
I personally don't think we need
can you
defined
tell me,
alternates.
Yeah, why does somebody
can't
have
make
alternates
it, they
and
can
some don't?
You could ask somebody just to.
Is there some rationale for why some have alternates and some don't?
I don't know exactly. I think we've had traditionally alternates for some positions since I've been on council, and that's my only understanding. Sometimes it's helpful if, we know the two folks that are involved and they know who to contact and have backup and they
are keeping in touch. I think it just helps with the coordination. I don't know that it's that super critical. I think it's just a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anyone that would like to be in that alternate position on the public safety.
Well, I'd be happy to have an alternate on the Arts Commission. We've got a big job. And since I'm the liaison, yeah. I'm not really supposed to be leading it at all.
Right.
According to our council rules. So it's a big, big lift for staff because I can't be the leader.
Right. So is there, is there someone on the Arts Commission, someone that would want to be on the Arts Commission as an alternate?
I could be the alternate.
Okay, thanks. Uh-huh. It might be Thursday nights. Is that okay?
That's fine. Yeah, I have PCs on Wednesdays.
Okay.
That date is going to kind of be determined when you guys all get together and figure it out. Is that my understanding?
Well, normally when we appoint people, we already have a date set, but there hasn't been a lot of thinking about what we're going to do here yet, apparently.
All right, so that still leaves public safety, and I guess we could just leave it blank for now if we don't have an alternate, and if you need some backup, just identify. Someone to go.
So the only outstanding one, I don't think we ever finished our discussion. Do we want to have the school district to be a formal liaison position since it's not a two-way, or just as a casual, somebody wants to go and report on what they're doing? My vote would be leave it casual and not a formal, again, for the reasons I stated last time, because it's not a two-way. They're not going to
attend ours.
Yeah.
Well, they have their own business. I think it's a good idea for us to have a liaison and to put our best foot forward. If they choose not to put their foot forward, it's kind of their choice. I'd rather we reach out more formally and offer a liaison and recognize that, you know, they meet the same night we have council meetings, so it's a matter of following up when you can and occasionally going if you can or when you can, but at least tracking their meetings and I think formally letting them know that we see the relationship and is important enough that we're appointing a liaison.
I don't have a real vested interest, you know.
Another suggestion would be that we each take turns attending a meeting so they see all of us.
Well, again, they meet on our normal meeting, our normal council nights.
I know.
Oh, so, yeah.
That makes it pretty hard.
Right, so if someone is assigned to, then if we're not there, to watch the videos?
I'm trying to get you hooked up.
Oh, okay.
Do they have videos?
Yes.
They do have videos.
I know they
have. Last time I knew they had audios.
So yeah, I have no problem if Jules wants to be that person to share with us what's going on at the school. I'm okay. You've got a role there already. Or an ex-role.
My role really is just parent.
Well, I mean, you're part of the foundation and stuff like that.
Councilor Walters, how do you feel about that?
I feel great about that. I think it behooves us all to have a presence with the school district, considering that most residents of Westland have a child or children in the district.
All right, we'll just keep it. Be my suggestion, we just keep it.
My vote would be no. Just have it informal.
How do others feel?
No, it's fine.
Fine to keep?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Done.
But I do think we should take turns. I still do.
Well, you can always listen to the tape.
No, go to the meetings. Yeah.
Well, again, they meet the same night we meet.
Presence. Yeah. I know, but we don't always meet.
All right, so we'll appoint those later. Let's go on to the Citizen Advisory Group appointments. We had completed several of these. The other night we appointed the HRB, Planning Commission, TAB, UAV in PC. Did I say the PC? And we had agreed previously, I think our January 31 meeting when we met to finish up the interviews. We had discussed that for the Citizen Budget Committee to appoint Todd Jones, Mike Taylor, and Sheila Waldron. Yeah, did you finally get it hooked up?
Great.
Thank you. So I would suggest we...
So Mayor?
Yes.
I'd like to explain my what I had said before about my reservations about appointing Mr. Jones. In 2016, when the campaigns were going on, there was a big campaign for the Budget Accountability Act. It said if the city spends money without first understanding how it will affect existing services, residents can be left holding the bag. The Budget Accountability Act will require the City Council to make a finding of where dollars come from before spending your money or explain why not. Now, Mr. Jones was on Facebook with the people that were going door to door getting signatures for the Budget Accountability Act, and they were claiming that they were going to keep working on it even if Mr. Carr didn't win the election. The following spring, Mr. Jones was on the Budget Committee again, and I did not take this personally. I suggested we appoint him to be the chair. I expected that we would be hearing about this budget accountability issue that they had gone door to door collecting signatures for and that sort of a thing. Yet there was nothing. None of the people that worked on this campaign, nor did Mr. Jones, explain what their concerns were during our budget of 2017. Then, when he emailed us to say that he hopes that we'll appoint John Carr to the Budget Committee, I asked him about this. He, instead of explaining why he thought this was so important that he went door to door and handed flyers out, he claimed that he didn't know about that. Now, to me, that's not very genuine. So I have a problem with that.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a problem with you politicizing these positions. I don't think they're political appointments. I think they're volunteer opportunities. And time again, you've politicized this issue, and I feel like it's completely absurd.
I'm talking about honesty here.
You're talking about something that happened.
If you want to talk about politicizing,
wait,
well,
one at a time.
Excuse me. Standing with next to somebody who's campaigning for office, that does not mean that he was campaigning for John Carr. You don't have, you know, that's not good enough evidence to say he can't serve on the budget committee. And you know what? We've all volunteered on different campaigns. We may not agree with that person now.
Yeah.
I'm saying to somebody, I volunteered for John Edwards' campaign back, you know, several years ago. Now, I don't agree with John Edwards anymore at all, knowing what I know now. I just don't think it's relevant. I think it's ridiculous.
I was telling you, I don't think you heard me.
I think she heard you.
No, let me finish, please. I was telling you that I heard about this Budget Accountability Act during the campaign. I saw that he was working on it. The Facebook was in the group that was going door to door. He, in his email, he said that he had worked on the campaign, but he claimed to not know about this. And that's the problem that
okay,
I have.
Okay, we got that.
Because,
all right.
No, listen.
No, I have listened to you, Counselor.
When
I think you've said enough. I want
to
get around
to, not know about
to
this
others.
When he was actually doing it, and there was a number of other questions that he claimed to not know about it, he lost me because before that, I actually nominated him to be the chair. And I did not take his political affiliations personally at all.
So do you
think
he did a poor job then when he served on the Citizens Budget Committee last time?
It's about that issue, about being honest,
I think
frankly.
It should be about an issue about his qualifications. Did he do a good job on the Citizens Budget Committee last term?
You know what? I would rather have somebody else.
All right,
after
we got that
interaction, I'm done. I've seen some other behaviors on him. I'll tell you about it later, but This is enough for me.
Since you brought this issue, I want to comment that I contacted him directly about it, and he told me that he did not know about that this effort by Carr was his doing, and that he wasn't really paying attention to these. He was campaigning for his friend. His friend had ideas. I mean, his friend had ideas about parking at the high school and other issues.
Mm-hmm.
But I've known him over the years. I've observed him on the Budget Commission to do an excellent job. And I trust him to do an excellent job. We have plenty of other people on the committee to help make sure that their work functionally as a group. And there aren't people's agendas that come into play. I have a lot of faith in him being able to come forward and participate, just having observed him the last two sessions that he participated. I thought he did an excellent job. He was very fair. He's very knowledgeable about the city and about the community. And I think we'd be really remiss not to include him on the budget.
I just would have felt better. He was leading the high school debates where Mr. Carr expounded on this budget account. He was right there when that was being expounded on. He went door to door. He handed out these flyers.
I got it.
You know,
I got it. I heard you. I understand.
I would have felt better if he would have said, yeah, that was the budget accountability. We had some concerns. If he would have said, I didn't feel like I needed to bring it up to the budget committee, I would have been fine with that. But for him to say that he doesn't know about it, that was just too much.
All right, let's get to
others.
Councilor Aurelia. Really, I'm sorry.
I don't have any comments. I thought we already went through this. And
I think we did.
I think you did, and we settled it.
And I thought we settled it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That was my recollection.
Mine too.
All right. So let's move on to parks.
I realized there were some differences of opinion, but I thought we had already made the selections.
Okay. Let's move on to parks in Rec Board. In my suggestion on 2/11, February 11, 2019, I've identified Don Kingsborough and Steve Gulgren, which is a sort of a combination of input from really different angles, but also in recognizing Don's excellent role, I think, in providing a very balanced, objective view. And his experience, because the parks is going to be doing a lot of work on the waterfront in the next few years, Don's knowledgeable experience about the river and other recreational activities associated with the water trail and other activities, I think we'd be remiss not to. Steve Gulgren, I've known for many, many years. He's a landscape architect with the recreation group in Tualatin. I think it'd be really a good selection to bring onto the board for a slightly different perspective for the parks group with a strong landscape architecture background. So those are my two suggestions. Originally I had Mary Baumgartner as a consideration, but when I called Mary, she had indicated in retrospect that was probably not the best position for her and she'd rather not be considered for that position. And when I talked to her about other positions, she was very excited about the CCI and she was excited about the transportation opportunity. And that is why I put her onto the transportation previously. So anyway, those are my suggestions for the parks.
Well, I suggest Mary Baumgartner. I've talked to her personally. She was interested in the park. She's interested in protecting natural resources. She was very interested. She wants to see the natural resources protected in our parks, natural areas, that kind of thing. She spoke very eloquently about that kind of thing. She seems to be well educated on that. I think there needs to be more of a balance in our Parks Recs board towards also the passive natural resource values of the park. I listened to two recent audio tapes on the city's website. They're the only two audio tapes I could find, but it was January 10th and January 23rd. For some reason, Parks isn't posting audio tapes. Something's, I don't know what the problem is there, but what I heard was very concerning. There is one person on that board that would try to talk about what he thinks is a value in West Lynn about the natural resources, that kind of thing. And he kept constantly getting interrupted. Listening to their tape was like listening to a family dinner with only three people doing most of the talking, butting in and talking over each other and that kind of thing. I really
what
think
are your
they
recommendations?
Need, I think they need some different leadership in that group.
What are your recommendations?
I recommend Mary Baumgartner and John Lindman. And I suggest you listen to those tapes. The things that they said about the Planning Commission and citizens and...
Again, I think you're
politicizing. Yeah, I think we're getting off topic here, and we can look at that later and we can talk about that.
You should hear what the staff was saying.
I have listened to the tapes, and I think you're politicizing.
You listened to January 10th and January 23rd tapes?
Yes, I did.
Are you okay with a staff member saying that the Planning Commissioners didn't read the Parks report? And,
right.
And denigrating the Planning Commission
issue.
And calling citizens screamers.
This is a volunteer organization, I mean a volunteer group.
I asked you if you're okay with that.
We have great citizens that come and volunteer for these groups, and I think they deserve a little more respect than they're giving.
I think everybody deserves a little more respect, and I don't think you should accuse planning commissioners of not reading the report.
All right,
I don't think a staff person
We're not here to debate the staff. Now, so we'll talk about that maybe another time if we need to. I will say on your suggestion, I don't know when you talked to Mary, but I talked to Mary and she suggested rather not, but that she would happy to be involved. She plans to be involved in the riverfront issues when it comes time to talk about wetlands and stuff. But she asked me not to put her on the Parks Board. With regard to John Lindman, John Lindman's been on the Parks Board for about 8 of the last 10 years. John is my neighbor. He lives across the street. Known him forever. He's done a great job with the parks. He's done great work at Mary S. Young, heck of a person, contributed a lot, but we decided earlier that it was time for some new people on the Parks Board, and so he was, you know, we talked with him about allowing some new people on in the next few years. So that's why John is not on there now, even though he has a good background and all. So let's get to others. Councilor Relier?
I had John Lindman and Steve Goldberg on my list. But I don't know Don Kingsborough or the work that he's done. I've not listened to any of the meetings that he's been in. Does anybody else have any comments about Don?
Just he's been on for 10 years.
He's been an integral part of it. He got the Robert Moore Award for our top volunteer last year. Mm-hmm. We gave him an award for that. I've observed him when I was on the Parks Board. I thought he was one of the most fairest, nicest people on that Parks Board. He embraced anyone that came in on any topic, gave them the time and the ear, and I thought he was just very fair in all his discussions and his consideration of parks, and he dedicates a ton of his time to our parks as it is. I think we really remiss not to
keep him. So I'm in agreement with Bill's two choices, Lindman and Goldgren.
I guess I can go with that too.
Well, I would prefer the Don and Steve.
You need to listen to the tape. You need to listen to the tape.
I'll listen to the tape, that's fine. I can't imagine John said, or Don said anything.
You need to
no, I don't.
Jules, we've gotten four. What's your preferences?
I have down Don Kingsborough and Steve Goldgren.
Okay, so it looks like it's Lindman and Goldgren.
Well, I want to check back with Bill. Don or reappoint?
I have Lindman and Goldgren.
We're done.
Okay.
With that one, let's move on.
Yes, I have no choice, but I'll just say I don't think that's a good suggestion.
That's too bad.
I think I think you're remiss in that, and I think it's really unfortunate for,
yes, we heard you.
For Don.
Yes.
We only have an hour to get a lot done, so I'm just trying to move things along.
On the SAB, I identified Terrence Shoemaker, who's just recently onto the board to continue, and Kim Bria with the most applicable background, particularly our interest in transportation elements of sustainability, which we're trying to push into the board is most interested. Those two seem to me the most qualified and interested.
I'm good with that.
Others?
Fine. I'm okay with that.
I didn't have anything different than that either.
Public safety. I'd identified Christine Duncan, Thomas Freeland, Amy Zimick. I know there's been some interest in maybe Stacy Epstein, who's also very good, and I'm fine with that, replacing Amy if that's what we wanted to do. That would put her on two boards. But if there's interest in that, I could see that.
I'd be okay with Epstein in place of Mr. Freeland, because he's been on that board for a while as well.
Well, I'm suggesting Duncan, Freeland, and Zimick or Epstein. So what, the rest of you? Councilor Relly?
You have who down, Russ?
I have Christine Duncan, Thomas Freeland, and Amy Zimick or Stacy Epstein.
Yeah, and I had no changes to that.
Okay. Councilor Walters? Either Amy or Stacy.
You know, I think they're both greatly qualified. I know Ms. Epstein is still on the Parks and Rec board, and Amy Smith is a new volunteer for the city, so I would be interested to see what she brings to it, knowing that she's a retired police officer.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Councilor Sackler?
Oh, I said Christine okay. Duncan. Amy Zimick and Epstein in place of Mr. Freeland for your three suggestions.
Okay,
that would be my preference.
I can agree with the idea of bringing in new people, and like the idea of, you know, Amy's expertise, and so if people feel strongly about that, my original list was Stacy, Freeland, and Duncan. I could go with. Bringing Amy in, which would mean either letting Stacy go or Friedland go.
All right, well, we have three for Duncan, Freeland, and Zimick. So let's just go with that.
Is that correct, Bill? You said that was fine with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah. I'd just like to add, if we do create, I know Stacy Epstein has experience in emergency management and disaster preparedness. So if we do create some sort of task force, I think that would be a great place for Stacy to fit in.
Good. It's a good idea. We can talk to her.
That was my main reason why I wanted to see her on that, because she spoke about that.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, the CCI. I know there's some interest in maybe in the future reconfiguring the CCI. And I think that's something the council can consider. In the meantime, there are some activities and things for them to do. And we have two citizens that would like to participate in the CCI, Emily Smith and Mary Baumgardner. And for now, I'd like to appoint them and let them do some work, and then council consider later this year as we need to restructuring of the CCI if we want.
Mayor, may I ask a question? Did you get my email?
I did, yeah.
Okay, and so who's appointed to the CCI?
Who's appointed?
Yeah,
just
liaison.
Oh, right now, I'm back to the liaison, that was you and Sackler.
Yeah.
No.
No, well, the list I have shows me and
Bill.
Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry, was it Bill?
Yeah. And I don't want to do it.
Okay,
yeah.
So that didn't come up on the liaison. So, sorry. So, looking back at the liaison. Oops. CCI.
I still contend we shouldn't do it until we decide what we want CCI to be like, and then come out with an organization that we're planning to continue.
I understand. I think in the meantime, until we change the structure, I would like to see us appoint, and then we can figure it out, because they can work on some things.
We can do it as quickly as we want.
I would suggest that we talk about this during our goals and think about what we're going to do to complete their you know, how the council adopted their recommendations, how we follow through with that, and where what we're going to do going forward. Set that to
Thank
our
you.
Goals.
Okay. I'm willing to sit on, replace Cummings, just till we get things further evaluated and to help with the transition to the new group, if that's... So that would be myself and Councilor Raelier for the CCI. And then council can later decide if we want to reconfigure or do things down the road. So that would be my suggestion. So for the liaison piece, are we okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Works for me.
Okay. Going back to the appointments then, I'm suggesting Emily Smith and Mary Baumgartner, the only two, to my knowledge, that have expressed interest in it. At this point, they would fill the two citizen at large positions.
Fine with me.
Fine with you.
And so the spelling here, is this a different Mary, or is this Mary Baumgartner?
Did I spell it wrong?
B-U-M.
It's Baumgartner, I thought.
It's Baumgartner.
Is it Baum?
You have it. It's B-A-U-M.
I'm sorry, I have a typo there.
I just wanted to make sure it's the same person.
Yes, I'm sorry. It is. Longtime resident, over 50 years in Willamette.
It's her alter ego.
Okay, so let's go on to the EDC. For the EDC, I had identified a recommendation of Matt Lorenzen, Amanda Stein, Jim Stalkup, and Russell Williams.
Can you repeat those? I'm sorry.
Matt Lorenzen, Amanda Stein, Jim Stalkup, and Russell Williams. In my original list, I had identified, rather than Jim, I believe it was Jill Walters, which was an opportunity for a female and someone of youth. In looking at the feedback and interest of those that I saw that gave me any feedback, I thought, I know Jim Stalkup, I think he'd do a good job. He has a great perspective, I think, on the Robinwood area, which is important to that group, I think, has someone represented from that part of town. So I think Jim would be good in that regard. We've discussed some of these others before when we appointed, like, Matt recently, and Russell Williams, who's been very active, is a local business owner, and very participatory in citizen or city events and all, so.
I agree with those four. They were my choices.
Okay.
That's fine. But another thing we need to do is split them out in the terms they're going to get. Right. So I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah.
Remember I gave you mine?
Sure.
Yeah, so I don't... Let's see.
And I put the terms that I would suggest just to start that conversation.
And this is just to stagger one or two of them, is that correct? Is that how that works?
You're supposed to have two-year appointments, 2-3-year appointments, and 2 4-years. Is that correct?
Yeah, 2 for 21 and 2 for 22.
All right. I would like to get the two sort of seasonal, maybe. Lorenzen and Williams, maybe the 22, and the others the 21.
I was thinking it the other way, but I'm not worried about that. I'm more concerned that they're staggered because some of them haven't been properly staggered.
Sure.
And then you want
we had just appointed Matt had just been appointed, so Matt's barely been on it. So I think, in fairness, giving Matt a full
term. Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
So Matt Lorenzen.
I think Amanda Stein is key too. She and her husband own a local business here. She's also owns her own business and was recognized by the Portland Business Journal as a. She may have been one of the top 40 under 40.
Okay. Do you want maybe Lorenzen and Stein as the 22?
Yeah. Okay.
Term. Let's do that. And the others are both 21.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to the library board. Recommendation there. Also, after discussing around and asking about the roles and participation and makeup of the board, my two recommendations there are Janet Dahlgaard and Rebecca Cassidy.
And those are both for 22.
Both for 22. So I don't know that we have a... Yeah, I mean, I don't...
My choices for that was to add Ms. Wilkins to Janet Dahlgaard. Again, get some new people involved.
Well, Janet Dahlgaard is actually one of the ones that's been there a long time, actually.
They both have, haven't they?
Not Cassidy, our she's kind of a younger gal.
Janet is, notes.
I mean, I'd hate to get rid of any of them. You know, they're hard workers, but... I did talk to Ms. Wilkins, by the way, now that I'm thinking about it, and she's the one that applied to four different things.
Yes.
And actually, now that I think about it, she told me that she actually would rather probably come and go to their meetings and see what it's like. And so she's okay. She's okay,
okay.
with not getting appointed.
I'm fine, I'll stipulate.
They seem pretty stable
here.
Right now and moving.
Yeah.
I'd just as soon kind of go with those two if we're comfortable with.
Yeah.
That's fine. She's
Councilor Relier, I think you were okay with those two.
I was fine.
Okay. Yeah. Councilor Walters, okay? Okay. All right, on to the final one is the Arts and Culture Commission. Great to see all the applicants we had. I went through, reviewed the list. I did ask for a list, and I got an early one from Councilor Cummings, and I reviewed those, and I think we're, in the end, pretty close. I think one difference that I didn't see on yours was Nancy Munson, and I know Nancy, and one of the great values I see in her, not only being associated with youth at the high school, as the high school science teachers, she brings tremendous background in music and theater, and is kind of lacking in the other all the other appointments. So I think, you know, the interest in local community theater and stuff like we've just experienced in Robinwood Station was very cool. And I think, you know, the recent article we've seen and talking with some artisans in Portland where all these venues, and I think this could be a great opportunity for Wesleyan, all these venues for arts and culture and bands and small gathering places to nurture arts and culture are being shut down and they're being run out of town because of the high cost for these places. They're all being shut up. So there's a real need for places for folks to gather for small arts and community culture events like Robinwood Station. So anyway, those are my suggestions were Anderson, Graham, Kleffner, Monson, Nowacki, Scheller, and Mary Jo Steele.
So you probably noticed in my scribblings that I tried to lobby for 12 positions.
Well, here's my...
Can
my,
I finish?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And that was because we don't have... They don't have a working model yet. They haven't formed themselves yet. And I wanted to see if we could get a larger group on board to do that part, to do the thing of what kind of an arts commission, arts culture commission are we going to be, what are we going to do, what are our main goals going to be, that kind of a thing. And then I was hoping that out of that group some leaders would emerge and then we could do some appointments. I'd still like to be able to do that, and I still think we're going to need a whole lot of energy to get this whole ball rolling. You're going to have to be looking at a mission statement, and you're going to be having to look at the percent for the arts. This is going to take people that are inclined to look at policy and procedures, that kind of thing. And so that's why I said I'd like to have 12, start out with 12. If you do want to go ahead and appoint 7, my recommendations were, I hope I'm saying this right, B.D. Scheller, because of her arts and arts organizations background, that's what I'm looking for. People that have been involved in other arts organizations and know how they work or don't work. Same thing with Carrie Gilbert. Mary Kleffner, she's another one. She's actually one of the original ones that came to that one meeting we did have on it that Courtney held. Arthur Graham, we met him at that arts town hall. Michael Anderson, he's a local photographer, but he's been involved in like the Gresham Arts and that sort of thing. Lori Griffith, because she's been involved with the historic people. And remember, this is arts and culture, so we want to have people that are in touch with our historical people and the creative things that they're doing. Mary Jo Steele, because she has been involved in the theater, musicals, and things like that, and she's directly involved with the school, and we want to bring the students and the student art programs in on this too. So those would be my 7. But okay. I'd like all 12. You know, like, yeah. I could go on about every single one of these. They're all good.
Yes. Just as a follow-up note, I had Lori Griffith on my original one and took it off in trying to balance all the interests of the little feedback I did get. Also, you notice on my list, I'm encouraging, I feel the same you do in regard to engaging all of the applicants in the formation and development of the arts and culture, while they may not all have voting. And in the form I had, it suggested that we encourage all the applicants to participate in the arts and culture startup and development. So however we do that, I think it would be, it'd be great to reach out to all of them in that regard. I fully agree. It is a lift. And even if they want to decide amongst themselves that some of them are better, we can always shift them later if that's the case. But I think coming up with an initial 7. So that would drop out, in your suggestion, Monson and Nowacki.
Yeah, I know I struggled with that, but I thought Mary Jo Steele, because of her enthusiasm, how long she's lived here and how in touch she is, I think, with the community and the schools and the schools performing arts.
Let's hear it from you.
But Nonsen is too, yeah. It's just I thought she's a little stronger. I don't know.
I didn't catch your 7. You had Michael Anderson, Arthur Graham, Kleffner,
okay.
Scheller, Steele, and Griffith.
Gilbert.
Scheller, Gilbert, Kleffner,
okay,
Graham, Anderson, Griffith, Steele. That's just to start the conversation. Like I said, I'd like all 12. I could go on about the rest of them.
Let's get to the others too. There.
That's fine. I had Lauren Beeney and Mr. Nowacki also on the list, but, you know, I think your choices are good as well.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good with your choices as well.
I'm okay with the choices, but I would like to see us be able to leave some room for future growth where we can potentially recruit some people that have expertise in running other museums or exhibits. So that we can get somebody that can help steer us in a direction of having something that people want to come see, rather than just random artwork like what they have. Not to bash Lake Oswego, but I can't really tell where is the center of the
what's
the
art focus?
And culture.
Yeah.
It's just kind of random all over the place.
And that's the kind of discussions we need to have.
So maybe when you make the appointments, Mayor, maybe say you were suggested since all of them there were so many. Have them attend as watching to be part of it from a guest point of view.
So I'm wondering if we might work between, I guess maybe the least one on your list, if there is such a thing, to try and get Munson on there for the theater piece, because I really think it would help us to have theater represented there, and the others don't, none of the others represent theater.
No, Mary Jo does. Don't you remember when we interviewed her?
I wasn't there for the interview. I did listen to the tape, but I didn't get a sense.
She's involved in all the high school musicals and theater productions. Yeah. But are you saying that Nancy Munson has theater experience outside of, I'd have to read it again.
I think she has local community experience as well as just with the drama program at the high school.
Yeah. So I thought those were kind of equal, but
I thought there were some redundancies in the others. So I thought, I also really like the youth connection there at the high school with
Well, you
Munson.
Know that, don't you know that Mary Jo's at the high school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just an age difference and a difference there. She's much younger. And
we could flip a coin, I guess.
I think
we could.
We have a consensus. Unless somebody wants to change their view. I was okay with what you suggested when you had the seventh, which was Gilbert, and then Bill said he was also so.
And what I'm hearing is Nowacki is not, he did come back and everyone was pretty
He's got theater experience too, see? And he's a very enthusiastic person. But then I need to talk about the rest of the four. So anyway.
Well, can we step back? I think we have three that agreed with the seven, so. Unless we all want to discuss it some more.
Do we have three on, you're suggesting on Terry's list? That'd be Anderson, Graham, Kleffner, Scheller, Steele, Gilbert, Griffith.
Right, that's what I said. I'm fine with that. Bill said that too, I think, if I recall.
That's fine. I'm fine with any of these candidates. I think they're all highly qualified.
Okay. You're done.
Oh, and that would be Scheller, Gilbert, Kleffner for 22.
Oh, let's see. I wonder if we ought to let them, do we need to appoint it? Do we need to define that, I guess, when we appoint them, probably.
Graham and Anderson for 21, and Griffith and Steele for 2020.
What do you suggest for Gilbert, 22?
22, you're suggesting Kleffner and Steele?
22 is Scheller, Gilbert, and Kleffner.
Oh, 20.
There's three of them. 21 would be Graham and Anderson. And then 2020 is Griffith and Mary Jo Steele. And so that's a shorter term there. Just in case any of them don't want to continue and you want to bring in Nancy Munson or someone else, or if there's a different historical person or cultural person that wants to come in.
What was Gilbert? 20?
Gilbert is 22.
Along with Scheller and Steele are 22. So there's three 22.
No, okay. Scheller, Gilbert, Kleffner, that's 22. That's the long term.
Scheller, Gilbert.
Yeah.
Scheller, Gilbert, and Kleffner. Got that?
That's right. Okay, thank you. Graham and Anderson are 21.
Yeah.
And then Griffith and Steele are 2020.
Right. I'll get those straightened out by the time we make the motion tonight. You're done with that? Where's my agenda? Next item on the agenda, council activities, meetings, priorities, scheduling, and tracking log.
So I'd like to suggest a time check. I want to check in. It's 2 o'clock already. There are lawyers in the lobby prepared to discuss litigation and other matters for your executive session at 2 o'clock. What do you want to do? Do you want to going with the work session topics, or would you like to reschedule, particularly the bond discussion, because I think that's going to take a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
And even the tracking log review. I can report on the council goal session date that it looks like from the doodle poll that March 5th worked for all of the council members. So I would suggest we go with March 5th, starting at 1 o'clock. I don't know what time we'll end, but we'll start at 1 o'clock. These times were available for Sam as well. So that's what I would suggest on that, but I'm looking for direction.
Yeah.
Other items.
My suggestion would be the tracking log review is not that critical right now, I don't think. We can, if people have comments or thoughts on it, I'd suggest maybe we get those. Counselors can send any comments to city manager if you want to update the table or that. How about that?
Mm-hmm. It's there in your packet. If you have questions, let me know.
And then
can we step back for a second? So you said suggestion is March 5th for our goals discussion.
Yes.
Okay, so we haven't seen that date yet. You're just saying Sam is available that date, so you're making the recommendation.
No, that was based on the doodle poll.
The doodle poll that went around.
Yeah.
I'm assuming if I put it in there, okay, I'm okay. All right. So I would my suggestion would be to table the go bond discussion to the end before 5 o'clock, and do the since your turn is here, do that, and then finish the rest of our executive session if we can, and go back to our work session to finish the go bond.
How can they do that?
Announce it.
Okay.
I would suggest maybe we put it later. Are these members going to be for the GoBond project update? They're going to be here in the afternoon when we do our special meeting items, or were they not planning to be around?
They can be around.
It might be easier for them. They could go do stuff now.
Right.
And we come back and handle the other council business at this time.
Yeah, John's going to be here for the Planning Commission meeting tonight anyway. Lance does have to get back to City Hall for a meeting with ODOT.
So I would suggest we move it at the end of the other stuff we have the special meeting and try and work it in this evening.
So we can move from a work session agenda to a special meeting agenda.
Yeah, we can be available later on.
Yeah, you're going to have to announce it. You're doing it. And vote on the amendment.
So later on, when we cover the agenda for the special meeting, we would announce that. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'd rather do it tonight. Have to go about discussion, especially.
Yeah, we'll see how tonight goes, and if we have time to get it in, we do, and if we don't, we won't. And we'll get it back on the calendar as soon as we can.
No, I'd like a commitment that we get it done, that we stay until we get it done.
Well, you have a meeting with the. Are you talking about at the end of the meeting with the Planning Commission tonight?
Yeah, that's
after,
what we do. Or at the end of this 2-5 session, if we have time, if we complete the 3 or 4 items that we've got to discuss. So we're just moving it from.
Would they be recessing into
it? Yeah, I think what you do is we open the special meeting and announce.
No, Councillor Sacklick was saying 2-5 at the end of. If there's time at the end of the executive session.
Okay, so
that's
then,
what I heard you
right.
say.
Then before we go into executive session, we should announce an amendment of this agenda and vote to amend the agenda so that it happens and it's authorized. And the amendment...
Vote to amend the agenda right now in work
yes.
session?
What if we
well,
don't...
come out of work session, I guess, and before you actually... How are we going to get that into a meeting? Let's see. I guess we can do that in a work session. Before we adjourn, we will announce an amendment to the agenda for the day.
Uh-huh.
And that'll be the amendment.
If we have time, you mean, like? If we have the time to
Providing if we have time, we're moving that item.
Otherwise,
we do it. Try and get it in later if we can.
Because your goal is, make sure I understand this, your goal is to try to take it up at the end, before you get to 5. Is that right, if you have time?
That's what I heard, Councillor Sacklick.
And then if we don't,
correct?
We take it up at the end of the 6 o'clock.
Well, I'd like to hear what others have to say, too. But.
So when we start this special meeting, we should have an approval of the agenda. Shouldn't we be able to
if
do it then?
If you're going to do it during the special meeting, then that would make it easier because you're in an actual meeting and you're
yeah.
in that
That was my suggestion.
Okay, that makes sense.
So we should add approval of the agenda to our special meeting.
Right.
So that's
easy. We're not trying to put it in the 2 to 5 slot.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All
right.
That makes it easier. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, that'll work.
All right, so I guess I will adjourn this work session for now.